Thank you for calling Local Splash. My name is Victor. Who do I have the pleasure of speaking with today?
Valerie Waddell.
Hey, Valerie, how are you doing today? How's it going so far?
Good.
Good, good, great. That's good to hear. Tell me, was there something in specific I could help you out with today?
Yes, I'm not getting very many leads, and I didn't know if what I can do to get more leads in. I feel like I'm way down in what I normally am.
Oh, okay. Well, let me go ahead and check that out. See what's going on.
And let me log in as well. I'm not logged in.
Oh, okay, South Padre Beach Ceremony.
Yes.
Okay, let me check that out online.
And so I've been with y'all a long time, and I don't know if you can compare what it was in the past. I don't know how to get this little hi there off of my screen.
Okay, yes, I am seeing
that
from January to today. What little box? What's popping up on your end?
It says, hi there, need help? Search our help center for answers or start a conversation. How do I get that off of here? It's in my way.
Are you on the phone or on a computer?
I'm on a laptop.
Okay, there should be a little arrow pointing down.
There should be a little arrow. Okay,
yes.
Got it. All right. Facebook ad clicks, not subscribe. So maybe is that something I need to do?
So
what
Facebook
do I need to do?
Ads does help a lot. It does help with the visibility. So there's three alternatives we could take, right? Right now, we're managing the Google Business Profile itself. And let me double check.
What are y'all doing for me? Like, I don't really know what you're doing. I know you're doing something of keeping me on Google.
So look, for example, so you could see some of the things that we do right now that you're right there. You could go to post.
Post. Got it.
So right there on post, that's one of the things that we do, right? We make sure that we do the weekly post. Now, right now, I'm going to go ahead and up it to 3 times a week. That way we have more visibility, right? So we're definitely going to post more frequently so you have more visibility. Those Google posts are posts that clients could see all over the areas that we're targeting. Now, regarding the areas.
Where are you targeting right now?
Regarding the areas that we're targeting, if you go to business info, scroll a little bit down.
Okay.
We're going to pass location information. Then you're going to pass the keywords. And then we're going to pass content. A little bit lower. Once we pass content, it's going to say services, mission, and then it's going to say service areas. And right there, you can see we're targeting Cameron County and South Padre Island.
All right. And do you just get, like, to choose, like, 3 areas? Because I do weddings all over the United States.
Now, we could target more areas, but for example, in your case, if you do weddings all over the states, we wouldn't be able to add an additional state, right? Because if we add an additional state, it's not going to function properly. Your Google Business Profile is going to get suspended. We could target more locations in Texas, that's for sure. Just let me know which areas, and we could definitely add them.
Because this is Cameron County and this is Cameron County, Texas. Those are the same thing. And I don't really need, like, I need, like, San Antonio Houston.
Okay.
How many can I say?
Right now, Austin. Go ahead and provide me, you could provide me 7 more locations.
Okay, so Houston, San Antonio, Austin, Beaumont area, and can I do states? But it won't hit the whole state, right?
No, we wouldn't be able to select the whole state of Texas. We have to go through areas, right?
Okay. So maybe West Texas? Like Amarillo? Irville?
Yeah, Amarillo, and what was the other one?
Kerrville.
Kerrville, okay. Okay, so we have the 7 there. I'm going to go ahead and add those. So with that, we're going to have more service areas. Now, like you mentioned, if you do it in all the states, while we can't apply that on the Google Business Profile itself, because at the end of the day, the Google Business Profile is local, we could definitely start promoting that on the post that we make. So on the post that we make, we could definitely like make emphasis that you're not strictly tied to Texas, that you literally, just to make sure, any state is, or do you have specific states that you'd like to list on the post?
Well, I mean, I do some Colorado and Kansas and, like, Minnesota seem to be some states that I do weddings for more often than others.
Okay, so I'll add Colorado, Kansas, and Minnesota on the post.
But I do most of the ones, you know, most of the ones are from Texas.
Oh, okay, perfect. All right.
And I'm trying to see, I have a tagline on my website. I'm trying to see what it is. I'm trying to find my website, South Padre Beach Ceremony. Because I thought, well, maybe I could add this tag, planning made simple. Because that's one of the things that I really want to emphasize, that I remove stress from them. I make planning simple.
Okay, yes, I'm seeing it right here on the homepage on your website, Planning Made Simple. Okay, we'll definitely emphasize that too.
And we're also doing proposals now.
Oh, really? That's great. We're going to go ahead and add that.
We do sunrise weddings. And I have a different phone number on here. Y'all gave me a different number instead of my personal number.
Yes, so the phone number that we have there is the call tracker. The call tracker works as, at the end of the day, calls still go to your direct line, right? But what it does, it filters out all the nonsense and unnecessary calls. Of course, you're still going to be getting them. It is possible you could still get them as your service expands, as more people start seeing you, you start getting a lot more visibility, right? But
yeah,
that does filter it out a lot, and you also have the advantage that, well, aside from the fact that we're keeping track of it, like, you can listen to the calls yourself. If you go to Leeds and there's a call, you can listen to the call just in case you have to listen to what happened within the call. If you forgot, maybe you have a picky client and they don't want to be back and forth, you can listen to the call, see what they requested, or maybe even a client got mad because you provided some sort of bundle and they're adamant about them saying no, they didn't request it, but like, it's clear on the call that they did. So for whatever reason, you could always back yourself up in that aspect, right? And well, of course, we keep track, right? So for example, we started seeing that the calls did die down a bit, so we made a couple of adjustments and we re-optimized the Google Business Profile. So we're also keeping track of everything, right? And that does help us a lot. But no worries, at the end of the day, you are getting all those calls directly yourself.
Okay, because y'all noticed that I'm down. Like, I am definitely down.
Yes, we actually did. Like, for example, since January started, traction started going slowly lower, right? So we did reoptimize. We made a couple of updates there. So right now we're going to go ahead and add those new service areas, and we're going to start posting a lot more frequently, right? So,
okay.
Right,
and I've got
now
some
we
more tax lines. Can I give you some more tagline kind of stuff, or email it to you, or
of
what?
Of course. If it's easier for you, just go ahead and send me a little text message. Take your time, send me all those taglines, and then we'll make sure we start implementing those right away.
I would rather email it because I can type faster on a computer than I can on my phone.
Okay, perfect. Then go ahead and email it. Would you like me to provide you the email, or do you already have it?
I need it.
Okay. Let me go. I'm going to send it to you.
Or whatever's easier for you. I don't know. Like, you seem like very helpful, so I'm wanting to get it to you. So if I send it to an email you're not familiar with, then maybe it's not gonna.
Honestly, the quickest way is for you just to send it through text message right now, right? I could stay on the line. You could go ahead and send that right now, and I'll make the adjustments as soon as possible. If you send it through the email, I could still do it really quickly. But emails, sometimes they have a bit of a delay. They could be sent to the spam folder, and it's
all right. If I text it, is it to the 877-635-6225?
Yep, that's it. You just text it on that one.
Okay, so I'm gonna talk into my phone these taglines that I've written. So if you can just hold on just a minute, I'm gonna talk. Oh, it's not letting me.
Oh, really?
It's not letting me do it while I'm on the phone with you.
Well, if you want, I can hang up, give you a call back in, what, 5 to 10 minutes?
Yes, 5 minutes.
5 minutes, okay. 5 minutes from now, I'll give you a call back, okay?
Okay, thank you. All right. Bye-bye.
No worries. Bye-bye.